partial exemption planning points. When keying input tax, ensure the coding is correct to ensure that the split between fully recoverable, non-recoverable and partly recoverable input tax is accurate. It should be remembered that unless input tax relates wholly to taxable supplies, the input tax cannot be recovered in full. HMRC are very keen on visits to ensure that the coding is correct. A special method should be applied for if the standard method is unfair. It is advisable to test various methods first to see which one is beneficial, but remember, any method will have to be justified to HMRC. Ensure annual adjustments are undertaken and the results declared on the correct VAT return. If the result of the annual adjustment is not declared on the correct VAT return, then it is an error and will have to be disclosed separately to HMRC if the result is more than £2,000. Ensure that de minimis limits are taken full advantage of. It may be possible to shelter input tax and reclaim it. Regularly review the partial exemption position of the business. Exempt activities can be undertaken unknowingly if the business, say, starts to grant credit or has financial products. Notify any change in circumstances to HMRC. If a change in circumstances is not notified to HMRC and a special method has been adopted, the special method may be invalid and that could lead to input tax being irrecoverable. Where necessary, and if practical, plan expenditure to take advantage of separate VAT years and or have separate contracts for costs relating to taxable and exempt activities.